I think the next one is yours too, on Wellington.
Now, Wellington is a different story. The person who left is directly involved. It's the portfolio manager, Rick Worcester. So we asked the board to place them on watch immediately. Tim was there in Boston in their office yesterday just to go over the procedures, process, the team members with Wellington. So this portfolio, we placed them on watch. The future fate of this portfolio is really pending on the overall implementation plan of our new asset allocation. The new PM is Steve Gorman. He was the backup PM before. Now he will be the permanent PM for this strategy. The fee will also be reduced from 55 basis points to 35 basis points. And this reduction is permanent.
Did Tim share anything with you based upon yesterday's meeting that would have changed this recommendation?
No, nothing that would change this recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't recommend termination at this point.
So this may fall into the dumb question category, but the reduction in the fee demanded, offered? You know, in terms of...
No, it's offered to us voluntarily.
Why?
Because we didn't ask for it.
Because
nervous.
So it's just like, is this like proactive kind of retention work?
I mean, yes.
Is that it? Should we be concerned that we get what we pay for?
It will take time for us to see through that. But right now, we don't have any concerns.
So let me ask you a question on the second page of your memo, the second paragraph. It says, since inception, return of Cicera's RTR strategy benchmark is benchmarked to be CPI plus 4%, and it is actually minus 4.2%. Does that... So if CPI was 3% plus 4%, that would mean the benchmark would be 7%, and you're saying it's minus 4%, so the 7 plus the 4 would make it like minus 11%. We're losing
with
this firm so far?
Yeah.
Is that just a generality that's true?
Yes. Inflation is about 1 to 2%, so we probably underperform around 7%. The overall strategy is in a headwind because this strategy is geared for inflation environment. We haven't seen a whole lot of inflation lately.
Right.
So
when that happens, it'll return. It'll bring it back up.
Right.
But let me go. So I can understand further something here. When you do the asset allocation and you reported that on Wellington real return. That their market value is $181 million, and they're over by $129 million. How does that? I can't compute that in my head with the minus 11%.
Can you
help me understand that? I'm not getting it.
The number you're talking about, that's the allocation piece.
Yes.
So we park our money to be deployed into the private real asset into Wellington portfolio. That's why you see
over allocation.
Yeah.
So that has nothing to do with the performance.
Okay.
Yeah, that 129, the over allocation is making up for the 114 under allocation that you see in the private real asset side. So it's the balance there.
All right, thank you.
And on an absolute basis, it doesn't perform up to the benchmark, but on a relative basis, it performs relatively better than other strategies. For example, to the PIMCO strategy.
Chi-Chi, I wasn't... I'm not following exactly what we're describing as shortfall. I would assume that if our benchmark
is CPI plus 4 and CPI is 1, then the benchmark would be 5.
Five, yes. Mm-hmm.
And they lost 9, so the spread, I'm sorry, they lost 4,
yeah.
So the spread is 9, it's not 11 or 7. Am I missing something here?
Well, probably 9%.
9%, all right, I just...
So your CPI is 1?
Well, I'm just using 1%. An example.
Okay, as an example, got it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's what you quoted.
Okay.
Okay.
One other question. To Scott's question regarding the fees, Gigi, is there anything tied to that fee reduction in terms of our contract change or anything like that, or is it just essentially a good faith?
Just a good faith, yeah. Good faith, I would probably
good
say.
Faith,
it's a good word,
you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just want to make sure. Thank you.
Describe it, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to make the recommendation that we go ahead and place them on watch.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Passes.